Network Marketing 2.0, episode 069. For other trainings and free resources and tools, please go to networkmarketing2show.com.
Live from the My Empire Pro Studio, it's the Network Marketing 2.0 Show with Ola Abitagu. It's time to upgrade your home business. Are you ready? Welcoming the host of the show, here's Ola.
Hey my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. On today's episode, I have a very special topic for you. We're going to be talking about network marketing versus real estate investing business. Which one is better? Which one is better? And I have, my background into the free enterprise arena is real estate investing. I'm still very much involved in real estate investing. And in the same token, I found myself in network marketing a few years back, 2009. I'm going to be very candid with you, okay? I'm going to be very honest with you. I've had a good amount of taste of both arenas, real estate investing, even real estate agency, okay, operating as a real estate agent, as well as network marketing. And people have had different opinions about this over the years. As a matter of fact, just recently I was watching a video of a gentleman, I forgot his name. He interviewed Ray Higdon, and Ray Higdon is a top earner in the home business arena, which is literally retired into just training the industry. And was interviewing him, and Ray Higdon has a background in real estate investing as well. And when he made mention of that, the gentleman who was supposed to be somebody who has your best interest at heart as well, I think most of his, when I watched a couple of his video, his agenda was pushing people on MLM, and I get it. But he was making a case of the fact that, the real estate flipping real estate deals, is unpredictable, it's ups and downs, essentially insinuating that network marketing is better. Personally, I don't think one is better than the other. As a matter of fact, let me tell you right off the bat, network marketing 2.0 must involve some level of real estate investing in some shape or form if you want long-term wealth building and success, okay? If you want to build wealth in a sustainable way, you must involve real estate somehow, some way, okay? So let me get that off the bat. So I kind of disagree with that gentleman. I forgot what his name is, and I don't want to go dig into it as I'm recording this episode. But the thing I wanted to pay attention to there is that, the idea that because real estate goes in circle or in cycles with the economy, it does not negate the fact that if you want the most sustainable and most secured way of putting your money away, or gaining residual income long term. I'm talking retirement. I'm not talking about, hey, you're now 35 years old and you're retiring temporarily like Jay-Z. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about generational wealth. If you care about that, then real estate is a must. As far as we know right now, based on history and as far as statistics have shown, that's the best way. Now, network marketing is a great way, number one, to learn marketing, number two, to learn leadership, number three, to become a better person, okay, because you need to become your better self. I'm talking in terms of personal development, and number four, to raise money, okay, you can make a lot of money, okay, however, making a lot of money is not the key to building wealth, okay? It's just one out of many other things that has to be done. It's not about how much you make long term, it's about how much you keep, right? That's what it's about. So if you make some good money in network marketing, you bring it into real estate investing, and you have some really smart people on your team to help you allocate resources, there is always, people must keep a roof over their head. They must rent. There's always cash flow that you can create out of people renting, income generating units. So the excuse of recessions and things like that, as long as there are human beings here, that's going to always be a viable way for you to keep your money. Oprah has a quote out there that says she made all of her money in broadcasting, which is kind of what we do on online marketing, but she gets to keep all of them, a lot of the money, into the billions, obviously, in real estate. So let's not be naive about this situation. Let's not compare both of them together. In network marketing 2.0, you actually need both of them. You need to learn how to market, leadership, personal development, raise some good money and put them away. Or actually, there are actually daily activities you can do actually to make money in real estate investing as well. So hopefully that's enlightening you, educated you for today. Please, if you like what I'm sharing with you, please take the time to go into the iTunes review and give us a review, a honest review. It's always fine. Thumbs up, thumbs down, wherever you're finding me, anything, you know, an honest review is always absolutely fine. Thank you so much for hanging out with me today. I'll see you on the next episode, and peace.
Are you ready to upgrade? Hey, Next2 Nation, for show notes, recommended tools and resources, free training, and access to our highly sought-after Network Marketing 2.0 Deluxe book and other top producer courses, go to the website networkmarketing2show.com. That's networkmarketing2show.com.